This goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Sharon Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, date of birth 11/27/1944. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Travis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease. History of hypokalemia and hypertension. Her last visit was July 11th of 2022. Her husband accompanies her to this visit. She's been feeling well. She occasionally uses Lasix, low dose, when she has swelling, but she does not use that on a regular basis. Maybe once or twice per month, if that often, she reports. It does work very well. She's able to urinate and lose several pounds when she takes it. She does try to restrict fluid, and she restricts her salt intake also. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight the diazide, 37.5/25 once a day. She's on the maximum dose of Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. And potassium is 10 mil equivalent of 5 tablets twice a day, 3 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Physical examination, weight is 150 pounds, pulse 74, and blood pressure 128 over 64. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 3rd of 2023. Creatinine is 1.5, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 35. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.1. Sodium 141, potassium 3.8. Carbon dioxide 31, magnesium 2, phosphorus 3.7, hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. Hypertension currently at goal, and hypokalemia corrected with potassium supplements. Also history of low magnesium levels, currently normal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.